Hello, I'm Jerry Smith with the BBC News. Eurozone leaders have given the Greek government until Thursday to present new proposals on finding a way out of its debt crisis. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel told a news conference in Brussels that the proposals would be put to a full European Union summit on Sunday. The President of the European Council, Donald Tusk, said it was the final deadline and perhaps the most critical moment in the EU's history.
The situation is really critical, and unfortunately we can't exclude this black scenario. I mean, no agreement until Sunday. It means, of course, that we need to discuss also the consequences for the whole European Union, not only for the Eurozone.
The President of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, said the EU had prepared for every outcome, including a possible Greek exit from the single currency. The Greek Prime Minister, Alexis Tsipras, said he will submit detailed proposals in the next few days.
The discussions took place in a positive mood. From now on, the process will be quick, very fast. It will start in the next hours with the aim of reaching an agreement by Sunday at the latest.
President Obama has held talks at the White House with the head of the Vietnamese Communist Party, Nguyen Phu Chan, the first such meeting since the two countries normalized relations 20 years ago. This month marks 40 years since the end of the Vietnam War. From Washington, here's Ali McBall.
At the White House, President Obama talked of the progress that's been made in U.S.-Vietnamese relations after what he politely called a difficult history. General Nguyen Phu Chan said such a meeting would have been unimaginable in the past. Indeed, the two leaders have come together partly to celebrate 20 years since President Clinton announced the beginning of the normalization of relations. Ties were cut following the Vietnam War. But there are those who've expressed their discomfort at the thought of a leader of a single-party communist state being fated here.
Two deadly car bombs have exploded in Yemen. At least four people were killed and many injured in an explosion in the southern city of Al Baida. In the capital, Sana'a, a car bomb went off outside a Shiite mosque, killing at least one person and wounding five. Spanish police have arrested a woman in the Canary Islands on suspicion of recruiting adolescent girls to travel to Syrian territory controlled by Islamic State militants. Spanish officials say once the girls reached Syria, they were sexually exploited and made to carry out domestic and hospital work. The world's largest cruise shipping company, Carnival Corp, says it's received approval from the United States government to offer trips to Cuba from Miami. The company said it was still seeking clearance from the Cuban government. You're listening to World News from the BBC. The Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari has approved a bailout of more than $2 billion to help the country's bankrupt state. Hundreds of thousands of state employees haven't been paid for months. The money will come from the state-owned natural gas company. A planned vote on a draft UN resolution to mark the 20th anniversary of the mass killings in the Bosnian town of Srebrenica has been delayed until Wednesday after Russia threatened to use its veto. 8,000 Muslim men and boys were killed by Bosnian Serb forces who overran the UN-protected town. Nick Bryant reports from the UN in New York.
To mark the 20th anniversary of the Srebrenica massacre, the British have drafted a resolution that would be the first United Nations text to formally recognise the killings as a crime of genocide. But it's run up against fierce opposition from Russia. The Russians have described the British draft as divisive and circulated their own alternative form of words, which doesn't mention Srebrenica or genocide. Moscow has come under strong pressure from the Serbian government, which has called the British draft unbalanced, unnecessary, and detrimental to Bosnia's fragile peace process.
The FBI in the United States has appealed to more than 250 victims of an online paedophile to come forward to receive counselling. Using various personas, the 26-year-old predator, Lucas Chandler, posed as a 15-year-old boy to get teenage girls to expose their breasts via a webcam and then blackmailed them into sending him even more explicit images. He's been sentenced to more than 100 years in jail. The newly elected left-wing council in the Spanish capital Madrid has announced plans to change the names of dozens of streets which pay tribute to the former military leader, General Francisco Franco. In the past, there's been stiff resistance from the political right to the removal of symbols related to General Franco's rule. BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语 coconet.com。